He just, there is.
Way rush. The Ennies. Enter the foot. Foot dips. Outer wrap. Foot. Outer wrap.
Banking account.
How we used to be and how we are now. I just sprinted up the hall. I'm rather proud of myself.
Hey, good job. What were you doing?
I'm a little computer problem. That's all. I'm just jamming things here and there. I don't know what to do. What is the phrase? When something reboot, it rhymes with, I know, when you don't give a hoot, reboot. Is that it? I don't know.
Give a hoot, don't pollute.
You know, that was popular when we were kids. I don't know. All I know is I have become the IT department this morning, and that's kind of exciting.
Excellent. That's great for a Wednesday morning. Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know if it is great for a Wednesday morning, but here we are. We're getting it done. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Yesterday, you heard it on the news here. It was all over the place last night, and we'll highlight some music today. We lost Eddie Van Halen yesterday.
I know. Ugh, 2020.
Yeah.
What a year.
I mean, it's one thing after another. Everybody loves Van Halen music. Not everybody may have known the character and the musical genius that Eddie Van Halen was, but here's a little bit of Eddie in his own words, which I think is pretty cool.
If I had taken lessons and learned by the book, I would not play it all the way I do. Instead of reading a book, I wrote my own. Because of the things that I created technique-wise and whatever the way I play, they had to reinvent a whole new way to write music because they could not explain with regular notes what I was doing with this hand. So they had to create a whole new thing called tablature. It's something that if you're a musician, you just play until the day you die. You know, it's not like, you know, I can't wait to turn 65 and retire. It's not an ordinary job. You play music, you don't work it. But at times it can be hard work to be able to play it.
Happy trails, like Eddie would have wanted it sung. And notice in there, in that 2016 interview with Smithsonian, he said, it's not like I just want to retire when I'm 65, because I don't think I can. I'm a musician. We lost Eddie yesterday at the age of 65, of a long battle with throat cancer. Love the way he reinvented the guitar because he didn't know how to read music.
Well, it's interesting because he got his start playing the piano at an incredibly young age. And I think that contributed with the way he was able to move his fingers up and down the guitar itself.
Perhaps because he didn't know how to play the piano either by reading. He did that by ear as well. The guy was like, he just looked like a goofy dude in all those 80s videos, but he was a genius. He played the piano. He played the guitar. He tried to play the drums, but his brother,
Was like, nope.
Yep, his brother beat him at that. I think there are so many musicians that in today's video age, we go by what they look like, you know, he's a rocker, he's a goofer, he's a crazy man. When a lot of them have this hidden genius bubbling under, you know? I mean, it's just something.
Yeah, I don't know. He's definitely one of the gods of rock, so to speak.
There you go. So we'll be highlighting the music of Van Halen this morning and more audio, including what Laura just mentioned. He'll talk about his mother giving him piano lessons and a whole lot more this morning with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Wow. Right here on 94KX.
Tom and Laura with your morning announcements. I just like that. Hey, remember when you were in school, Laura, and the speaker came on? Here are your morning announcements. Please pay attention. I hated that.
Southern Columbia, we did it on TV.
Oh, yeah, you do have that TV station out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I went to school before they invented television.
Oh, yes, that's right. You're so ancient.
But I don't know if you've seen this viral mom who is declaring herself the principal of homeschooling. Makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
And she does morning announcements. Google it. It's on TikTok or whatever. I think mom nails it here.
Welcome, student, to the first day of online school. This is your principal, mom. Just a reminder, lunch today is whatever you make yourself. And just remember, we're all in this together.
A little safe. Nice. She's got the little dance.
Good morning, student. To make school at home more fun, I've decided to add a little spirit to our day. Do the dishes. Do the dishes.
Take the trash out.
Feed the dogs.
I think that's the greatest mom ever. Now, the student might not agree.
I think she's on the right track, though. Life skills class really should include feed the dogs.
Love it. Love it. Love that song. It's okay not to be okay. How you doing today, Laura? Okay?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Me too.
How are you?
In this 2020, we are okay. We talked about that yesterday. Turn it into a positive, right? Yeah, it's a weird year, but it's okay. I want the gig at Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. We can't talk about this company enough.
Okay.
The pumpkin spice macaroni and cheese, I thought was a great idea because they were actually poking fun at everything pumpkin, as Laura would say.
Here's the thing. I know we just are coming off of a month of pumpkin spice everything on this radio station and Try It Tuesdays. I kind of want just one bite of it.
And that's what they were hoping America would do. They weren't expecting to sell billions of boxes. They just wanted to poke fun at everything pumpkin and hope some people, daring people like Laura, would try it. And so they did it. Well, now here's their latest campaign. Send nudes. Spelled N-O-O-D-S.
The nudes.
They want you to, in this weird 2020, they want you to make people feel good by sending them macaroni and cheese.
In these strange times, people are in need of extra comfort. That's why it's always a nice gesture to send nudes, so they know you're thinking of them. I'm talking about nudes, not nudes. I want there to be no confusion. Do not send nudes. Definitely send nudes. Send nudes early and often to everyone. Send nudes never. I mean, maybe to yourself, but even then, sparingly, unless you're talking about nudes, in which case, send away. In the event that there's any confusion about this, let's take a step back. Always send nudes. Never nudes. The only thing you should never not send is nudes.
They have recruited former SNL star Vanessa Bayer to do the voice work for sending Kraft macaroni and cheese to people who, you know, you feel might need them. So send nudes.
Isn't English awesome? Listen, Tom.
Yes.
I'm going to send you a picture of nudes.
Yeah.
But not nudes.
Nudes.
Not nudes.
No, not
just
that.
Just nudes.
Yes.
Yeah. Just sticky nudes, like ooey-gooey nudes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because I'm going to send you a picture of a bowl of all of my nudes.
A bowl of nudes?
Yeah.
Oh,
English
Kraft
is so great.
Macaroni so and cheese noodles. I live my life like there's no tomorrow. All I've got, I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Running with the Devil, Van Halen, their first hit from 1978 as we say goodbye to Eddie Van Halen. 1978, Laura. Now, you weren't around then, but that is a song that's ageless, so you know it.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yes.
How could I not know that song?
1978, I was a radio disc jockey in college. And you know how college radio is. Play what you want, man, as long as it's good. And we played a lot of the debut album from Van Halen in 1978. Running with the Devil. We'll have a lot more Van Halen coming up this morning as we pay tribute to Eddie. And a lot more facts and little anecdotes and little stories of Eddie Van Halen, who is quite a colorful character. You know, I think everybody should leave something behind that makes people tell a story.
I think everyone does leave something behind that makes people tell a story, whether it's their friends and family or a famous person like Eddie Van Halen.
Mm-hmm. Because when you think about it, the music world is just full of people. I mean, people recording music and getting on the charts, one-hit wonders, rock and roll icons, Hall of Famers. But there's those characters who have the stories, and Eddie will definitely be one of those. We'll talk about Eddie's piano lessons coming up next hour. Also, how his brother ended up playing the drums, and we've got more Van Halen music. Also on the way, we're painting the Valley pink in October. Don't forget that. We've got a special guest coming up on the show in the 8 o'clock hour, and she'll talk about how women's health is so much more than an annual mammogram. So stay with us. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
Paying our respects to Eddie Van Halen. We lost Eddie yesterday at the age of 65. Battled throat cancer for years. And, well, he will be missed. But let us remember the humor of Eddie Van Halen. It all started with piano lessons when Eddie was just a boy.
The funny thing is, I never learned how to read music. I fooled the teacher. I was just blessed with good ears. I'd watch his fingers and emulate what he did. He didn't find out until much later that I couldn't read. He actually found out one time when he was playing a new piece of music, and he asked me to turn the page for him, and I'm sitting there going. He goes, "What's the matter? You're supposed to turn the page." I'm going, "What? I can't read." He's going, "What?" You know, this is after like 5 years of lessons with the guy.
five years of piano lessons, and the piano teacher had no idea that Eddie Van Halen wasn't reading the sheet music. He was doing it all in his head. Pretty amazing.
Unbelievable, actually.
I mean, that's a musician, okay? But look at the MTV videos. You know, look at just about everything. And Eddie was just goofy, smiled, you know, shaggy-haired guitar player. But the guy was a musical genius. Pretty amazing stuff. We'll have more Van Halen music. You know, the Ford Fun Line's always open as well. So 1-800-326-94KX. If you have a story, or if you just have a favorite Van Halen song, we'll do it for you. Birthday buddies on the way. What else? Oh, Seth Meyers has the latest on Boris Johnson. Yeah, we call it late night sound bites. All on the way
with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
As we say rest in peace to Eddie Van Halen, co-founder and guitarist for Van Halen. I always loved the drums on that track, but it wasn't Eddie playing the drums. His brother stole him, more or less.
I quit piano lessons and said, I want to get myself a drum kit because I like the song Glad All Over by Dave Clark Five. And I wanted to play drums, so I got a paper out, bought a St. George drum kit for $125. My mom somehow convinced my brother to still do something musically respectable, which is take flamenco guitar lessons. All I remember is me going out and throwing the papers and coming home, and he's playing my drums. And then finally, I just said, okay, he's just better than I am.
And he was. It was his brother, Alex Van Halen, co-founder of Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen there from a 2016 interview for the Smithsonian. He will be missed. How did you feel about the album 1984 by Van Halen?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, that was like any 80s, 90s party you went to. Jump was being played.
The entire album was being played, mm-hmm. And it's so interesting. TV shows well into the mid and late 2000s used Jump in both commercials. Glee sang it, and yep. They were in a commercial in it. I mean, it was one of those songs you heard all the time.
Pretty cool the way it crossed over, too, into TV. And that whole album, yeah, you're right. Great beginning to end. Jump is like the notable track, but I don't know. I'm kind of a Hot for Teacher guy. I just love Eddie Van Halen's guitar work. Yeah, Eddie's guitar work on that is just amazing. Maybe we'll pick up on that still to come this morning as we remember Eddie Van Halen. You're the sunflower. Pink Wednesdays continue again this year as we paint the valley pink in October with Evangelical Community Hospital. Guests, they used to be in the studio, right, Laura? But, well, 2020 is what it is.
That's okay. We'll have some great phone calls from a variety of individuals with our partners at Evangelical Community Hospital, raising awareness about breast cancer, making sure that everyone, every woman has access to a mammogram, whether she can pay or not, at the Thyrum Humphreys Center for Breast Health. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Checking in on the Ford Fun Line in about 15 minutes will be Andrea Bertram, the Operations Director of Women's Health and Cancer Services at EVAN. And she'll even touch on COVID and how this has changed everything in the way we address October this year. That'll be coming up next hour. So stay with us as we go pink in October. Back on the COVID thing, the White House press secretary tested positive for what? Here's our boo-boo in the news for the day. Listen carefully.
Another member of Donald Trump's inner circle testing positive for cocaine. The White House press secretary says she will be working remotely.
COVID.
Yes.
COVID. COVID. COVID.
Thank you.
Positive for COVID.
That is New York City news anchor Pat Cameron, well, who accidentally said the press secretary tested positive for cocaine.
Yeah.
Whoopsie. 94KX right. continues to paint us. We're live radio. Pink again this year in the month of October. And we have Morgan Curtis, a physician's assistant at EVAN in OBGYN. And Morgan, you've seen it all. But we can't stress this enough. Why should women schedule annual mammograms? And why is early detection that important?
Early detection is very important because we can catch things in very early stages, and typically they're very easily treatable when they're caught early.
Now, Laura's here with us. She can hear what you're saying. You probably can't hear what she's saying, but I know that I'm not a woman. See, this is the thing. But I do know women, and I know women tend to put off things. Like, they tend to be taking care of the family all the time instead of taking care of themselves. Why is it important for women to have health appointments for themselves?
Well, at the Well Woman exam, we don't just focus on specific complaints. We do an overall well-being check and make sure that women are getting their recommended preventative screenings, maybe not necessarily GYN related. We kind of look at the whole picture and make sure they're up to date with everything and then recommend what they may need.
Yeah, that's a great point because we're painting the valley pink and promoting women's breast health, but OBGYN and the Center for Breast Health work together with all this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We work very closely together with each other. At the GYN office, we often will see women with breast complaints as well, and then we can refer them to the breast center. So there's definitely an open line of communication between both facilities regularly.
Tell us about EVAN and the strength of women's health. Just those two words, women's health at EVAN. Tell us about what makes EVAN better than the rest.
We offer a lot of preventative screenings that are very up to date. We have a high risk clinic here at the breast center for women who may be at a much higher risk than the general population for breast cancer, and we have advanced screening methods for these women particularly. We also offer DEXA screening here at the breast center for osteoporosis detection. So there's a whole, wide range of things that women need to be doing for preventative health that we can offer here at EVAN, definitely.
Wow. We work closely with Evangelical Community Hospital, whether it's in February when we have Heart Month or in October when we talk about women's health and breast care, breast cancer awareness. We've often seen where a patient goes to EVAN for one particular symptom or, a problem, and then other things are found, and that's good, right?
Absolutely, and we are glad that we can offer majority of all those services here for them so they can stay within our community.
So the Humphrey Center for Breast Health and OBGYN working together, it just makes sense, right?
Absolutely, yes. Oh.
Morgan Curtis, PA with Evangelical Community Hospital. Morgan, I know you're a busy woman in October as well as all year round. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
We're painting the valley pink. We're staying healthy. It's all about women's health this month with Evangelical Community Hospital and 94KX. It was great talking to Morgan Curtis there from Evan. But we can't forget our friends at Wise Markets, right, Laura?
No, first Wednesday of every month, we get to talk to either Catherine or Beth. Used to visit us in the studio and bring us presents. Do you remember that, Tom? Yogurt.
That's true. Cookies, we have Catherine on the phone now. Catherine, remember when you used to bring us presents?
I know. I'm so sad. I can't do that anymore.
Food presents.
I really wish, like the fruit and yogurt parfait that's themed.
Oh, well, you know, it is. We work with what we work with here in the year 2020. The new normal is far from that. From painting the valley pink with guests on the phone to staying healthy with the Healthy Bites ladies at Wise Markets on the phone. I'm here. Laura's there. And Catherine's right over here on the phone. So, Catherine, thanks for checking in with us. A new magazine has been out, but we haven't been talking to you. So tell us what's up this fall.
That's right. So fall is my favorite season, and I take every opportunity to say it. So I really, really love this September-October issue of the Healthy Bites magazine, and there's so many great seasonal recipes in here. One of my favorites is sweet potato nachos.
What?
So like, okay, how do you do that? I know. So instead of the tortilla chips as the base for your nachos, you actually cut sweet potatoes really thin. You can do it with just a regular knife and use that as the base. And then you kind of add your toppings on there. So beans and cheese and tomatoes and avocados. And at first I was like, wow, this is very interesting. But it is absolutely so amazingly delicious. Mm. It's got to be my favorite recipe from this whole magazine. But we also have a really good, there's a Brussels sprouts and apple salad in there. And a salmon dish, this roasted Asian glazed salmon and veggies. And I love this because October is also seafood month. And we know that people tend to not eat enough seafood. And it has all of those really good omega-3s in there to keep our hearts healthy. And there's actually a lot of research around, like, people that eat, you know, 1 to 2 servings of fish per week really reduce their risk for heart disease and dying of heart disease. And so we want to offer you, you know, a really great seafood recipe that you could add in. And I know this one is just amazing. Beth made it the other day and she just raved about it. And there's just so many other good recipes in pasta and shrimp and pork tenderloin. And it really is one of my favorite magazines yet.
So fall's your favorite season, and these are your favorite fall recipes, right?
I know.
Yeah, so I love seafood myself. I know Laura loves seafood, but some of these recipes sound like Try It Tuesdays, don't they, Laura?
1,000%. And you know what? I didn't even have to listen to anything after she said sweet potato nachos. Had me hooked.
Sweet potato nacho Try It Tuesday. Sounds great to me. I don't know. I could be wrong, but it sounds delicious. So, Catherine, thanks for taking time to talk to us. You can get this magazine because, again, you said it's been out for a while now, but it's the fall issue of Healthy Bites, right?
That's right. Yep, you can get it in stores or if you go online to healthybites.wisemarkets.com.
And your podcasts.
That's right. So we had a new episode come out yesterday, and we're actually talking all about seafood, and we're doing a giveaway. So you have to join our Wise Healthy Bites Facebook group and just like the post and comment on the post where we talk about this episode 29 of the podcast, and you have a chance to win a Mediterranean diet cookbook and a $50 Wise Markets gift card.
All right, Catherine, thanks for checking in with us with the Healthy Bites from Wise Markets. And we'll catch you next month, right?
Thank you so much. Yep, you sure will.
Whether it was David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar, it was still Van Halen. And we say goodbye to Eddie Van Halen, who passed away yesterday at the age of 65 after a long battle with throat cancer.
He will be missed, that is for sure.
We talked about his piano lessons and the fact that he also wanted to be a drummer, but his brother stole that job. Eddie Van Halen once said it wasn't about the awards.
For so long that there aren't too many things we haven't won. You name it, we've pretty much done it. I remember the last award that I accepted was from Bill Maher from Politically Incorrect. They wanted me to get up and make a speech. And I'm going, thank you. And I told everyone from then on, wait till I'm 80, okay? And stick everything in a box and send it to me then. And that's not downplaying the privilege and the honor of people looking at us like that, but it doesn't change our attitude towards music and what we do for a living.
Still the sense of humor, and you could hear the struggle in his voice there. Mm-hmm. That was one of the last interviews with Eddie Van Halen, talking to Rolling Stone magazine. Save it till I'm 80 years old. Put all the awards in one box and mail them to me. He won't see 80 years old. We say goodbye to Eddie Van Halen at the age of 65. Tom and Laura in the morning. So, Laura, be honest. Are your dogs still walking around the house in pink? Are they going to be wearing it all month?
I was actually considering giving Murphy a little dip job.
No!
We can make his ear tips pink.
No!
With, of course, with pet safe, dog safe coloring, which would maybe be Kool-Aid. But I feel like he would look great with a pink tail. His fur's light enough.
I think so. Now, MacGyver's a darker, brindle-colored dog. So Murphy, the morning show dog, I think, yeah, he's all in for that, man. That would be a great
Wouldn't
idea.
Wouldn't he be a vision in pink? But then Mac, he could have maybe some hot pink glittery toenail polish.
Pets for Pink is going on right now. Laura's on board, so are her pets. How about yours? It's presented by Oberdorf Carpet One and Murray Motors Chevrolet. Now, here's what we want to do. We want to dress our pets in pink in support of breast cancer awareness at Evangelical Community Hospital. Dress them in pink and send those pictures to us, right, Laura?
That's right. You can message them in on the 94KX Facebook page, or you can email them to us. Either way, Murphy MacGyver, unfortunately, cannot win.
That's right. So. But your pet can. So email those to pink at WQKX.com and get them to us by Friday, October 23rd at 5 p.m. Because on the 26th, you, the listeners, are going to pick your favorite pink pets. This is going to be fun. And it's all new in this year of 2020 as we continue to paint the valley pink. Chad Evans coming up next, taking you through the midday, including that way back throwback lunch we all love when we visit the 80s and the 90s. Biggest part of the 80s and the 90s for some of us was the music of Van Halen. I was able to capture an ISO track, as they call it, an isolated track. This is just the guitar, Hot for Teacher. Pretty cool, huh, Laura?
It's awesome.
Now, if you know the song, then of course, that mixes with everything else, including David Lee Roth's voice and the drums. But just to hear Eddie's work is magic. You touched on it earlier, Laura. The guy's hands were magic, much like touching the piano keys. He was just working the strings. Pretty cool stuff.
It's so cool. It's so interesting to listen. I mean, he really elevated the bar for guitarists worldwide.
And since then, there are several guitarists who almost play two different things with two different hands. And that was never before thought of until Eddie, who, again, if you're with us early this morning, could not read music. He just invented it. Pretty cool stuff. We wrap up every show with the thought for the day with Laura.
I thought that it would only be appropriate that we read a quote from Eddie Van Halen himself. Even though he's been released from this life here on Earth, his creativity, his inspiration, the music that he's created will remain, and what a legacy it really is.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. So you actually have an Eddie quote?
I do. It's cool. A good one.
Very cool.
There are actually some really good Eddie Van Halen quotes floating around out there. He was kind of an introspective kind of guy.
Yeah, again, we touched on his goofiness because that's what you saw in videos and that kind of stuff. But he was actually a genius on guitar and quite deep, huh?
Pretty thoughtful. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about creating this awesome music that he did without the ability to read music or any real formal training. And he said, there are really three parts to the creative process. First, there is the inspiration. Then there is the execution. And finally, there is the release. He just had to get it out of his body. All that stuff. He just had to put it out there.
Isn't that cool?
Right?
Wow.
He'll be missed.
Very creative. Very cool. Hey, have a good day, everybody.
Happy Wednesday. Bye, guys.